You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I just want to take a minute to thank all the listeners listening in Southern Oregon on the Ace Radio in Medford and in Klamath Falls on 960 AM and in Roseburg on 1490 KSKR. Fox Sports Eugene, I'm not going to forget you. 750 The Game, and in Bend on 92.5 The Ticket. I appreciate the newest station in the BFT radio network. I appreciate everybody who listens to this show, makes it part of their day. That means a lot to me. I think one of the best gifts in life, Andy Warhol said it. He said, the idea of waiting for something makes it more exciting. He's talking about anticipation there. You know, Nicholas Sparks said, never forget that anticipation is an important part of life. Work's important. Your family's important. But without excitement, you don't have anything. You're cheating yourself if you refuse to enjoy what's coming next. There's some pleasure in planning things. There's some pleasure in waiting for things. I had a writing coach once who told me, hey, Canzano, make them laugh, make them cry, but first, make them wait. Anticipation. We see it in sports all the time. We see programs that are building towards a season or a future. There was all this run-up and build-up at the Rose Bowl, right, with Oregon anticipating the kickoff. There was a flyover. Whew! That's my sound effect. I probably could come up with a better sound effect. Darn it. I was going to say damn it. I could probably come up with a better sound effect for a flyover. But the point being, that would have been way better. The point being that there's a certain amount of anticipation in sports that makes it all worthwhile. Pac-12 fans have been waiting to see what the conference will look like when it's reconstituted. Oregon State fans have been waiting to see what this football team is going to look like when it gets together for Bray's second season. Meanwhile, Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State coach, has done a really nice job putting together an internationally flavored roster. He's got guys from all over, Turkey and Iran, and he's got a team that I think people are going to be excited to see. Like, can they make a postseason run? Nick Daschle covers Oregon State, and he's joining us now. I made you wait, Nick. What was the anticipation like for you there?
Oh, you're getting back. Okay.
Well, you're on.
You wait there.
No, you're on.
That's making me wait.
What's up, man?
Say you never send me flowers anymore. You never sing me any love songs. I never hear from you anymore. What happened?
Here we go. You're on. And now you're on today. Hey, help us out with, let's start with Tinkle and this roster. This is a good basketball team, and he's got all of these players, this internationally flavored roster. He found an angle, didn't he?
Yeah, he got one of his new assistant coaches is from England, and he's got a lot of connections over in Europe, and Wayne, you know, when the season ended last year, he thought long and hard about, you know, where things were going, and he pivoted to this international strategy. It's not a new strategy necessarily. I mean, college has been doing this. I mean, St. Mary's has lived internationally for years, but it's not, you know, it's still much easier to recruit in America if you can get the players. But, you know, he's found a niche, at least this year. He found some players that, you know, they get along. He's found that they're at least, this is what Wayne talking, that they just seem to be more coachable. They're used to taking the coaching, and so he feels like that's taken hold. And plus, some of these guys are pretty good players. I'm writing a story about, you know, Parsifala tomorrow, the post player from Iran, and, you know, his journey over here. And I mean, just a lot of guys, you know, there's a lot of guys from Europe, and like I said, Iran, and you know, Michael Ratai, he's been on the roster for 3 years. He's from Germany, and I mean, he's starting to look like one of the better players in the WCC. I mean, he's putting up double-doubles at pretty much every game. He's found something this year, which is, you know.
Is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? Can you keep these guys? I mean, they're not eligible for NIL funds. They seem less interested in the NIL world. If they're on a student visa, they're not taking a job, you know, is that the angle?
I mean, is anything sustainable in college? I mean, I guess it's sustainable as anything, but I mean, if you win and you're having a good time and, you know, it's fun, and I think these guys are eligible. They can get something. They're just not as eligible for anywhere near the NIL that, you know, the people from the States can get. But I mean, it's worth continuing to pursue for sure. I think that they're working hard. They're working hard over in you know, their European connections right now, trying to get more players for the next year of the year. But I'm trying to think. I'm not sure they lose anybody off this roster. If DeMarco Miner's a senior, but he's also got a JC year, so he potentially could come back for another year. So, I mean, potentially his whole roster could come back next year, which that would be something, because I think they're building something. But you know, I think this week is big for him.
Give us an idea this week. What do they need?
The games this week aren't, you know, huge games, Santa Clara and Pacific, but they need to take this thing on the road and show they can win on the road. That's just something Wayne's teams of late haven't done, and this team hasn't won on the road either. They're 0-0, but they've only played two road games so far.
All right, so let me throw something at you.
They got two of them this week.
Yeah. Let me throw something at you.
No, I just say they got two this week, so.
Yeah, so Tinkle hasn't looked like he's had, like the last few years, it didn't look like he was having fun. Is he having fun again?
I think Wayne has fun winning games, but he mostly has fun when guys take the coaching, and this team is taking to the coaching. So that, yes, he's having fun. Yeah, nobody has any fun when guys are tuning you out, and not doing what, you know, you expect them to do and things like that. So no, I mean, you know, but he's a competitor, so he likes to win. But yeah, I would say he's having more fun than he's had in the last few years. Sure.
I rolled my eyes at him in Vegas because he was walking around the WCC media day. And he was going, you know, they look at it where they picked us. They have no respect, whatever. And I kind of wanted to go to him and go, hey, look at your record over the last few years. It isn't like you've earned a bunch of respect. But I got to be honest, like he's come into the conference. They're 12-4. They're winning games. You know, they got a shot here. They've got Santa Clara Pacific, then Gonzaga at home. You know, they have a chance here in this WCC schedule to look like a tournament team.
Yeah, I mean the WCC is actually pretty solid this year at the top end. The bottom end is still pretty weak, but the top end is pretty good between Gonzaga and St. Mary's and Washington State Washington State is a huge surprise to me because they've lost a bunch of dudes that they were counting on this year, and they're still beating teams on the road and winning games. San Francisco's a good team. Santa Clara's a pretty good team. So, I mean, to finish in the top half of the WCC for Oregon State would be an accomplishment to finish in the top five.
Nick Daschle covers Oregon State. You can read his work on Oregon Live. Daschle, let's pivot to football. Trent Bray came off last season. I think it was a rough season, at least the last month, 5-6 weeks, was really difficult for a lot of Beaver fans, but they beat Washington State late in the year. Now they seem to be having some success in the portal. My read on it, and you tell me if I'm crazy, is you can say all you want that, hey, it's about culture. We got the right kids, and they want to be here. But if you're not paying for kids to come, like CTC, at the end of the day, as Rasheed Wallace said, you got to cut the check, baby. And so it tells me the Damnation Collective must be greasing some palms out there and getting it done.
Yeah, I don't have this all nailed down, but I do believe there's been a group of donors that have really stepped up and put some money into this thing to see, you know, what could happen if they put some money behind, you know, the football team in terms of NIL. And I mean, yeah, they landed some decent names in the portal, and they were able to keep you know, quite a few guys that from the roster that you'd want to keep. They weren't able to keep everybody, but I suspect some of those guys were told, you know, you might want to look elsewhere because we're not sure you're going to get a lot of playing time. That's why I think some of these guys end up leaving. I don't think they lost a lot of guys off the roster that they were going, God dang, it sure be nice to have that guy back. But I think the guys they've replaced are, you know, with, you know, obviously Malik Murphy is a big name, and I think Jackson Bowers, the tight end from BYU, and the Riley Williams from Miami. I mean, their tight end room went from pretty bleak to all of a sudden, I mean, they're looking, there's a guy playing in the All-American game on Saturday. I'm blanking on his name. He's in the, Oregon State's in the mix for him, and some people think he's going to commit to him on Saturday. So, I mean, their tight end position's all of a sudden looking really good. And
But you're not doing that, right? You're right. You're not doing that unless you got some donors or your collective putting some Benjamins right in the palms and the hands of those players because, you know, culture, they'll sell it as culture. They'll sell it as, hey, we got good guys. We got good coaches. Yeah. They're paying and they're buying players like everybody else, and they seem to be doing a better job at it. And so I think Oregon State fans have to be excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I was talking to somebody today about you know how this team looks, and from an experience standpoint, now they've got defensively they're pretty not I don't want to say stacked on defense, but they're decidedly more experienced on defense than they were a year ago. The only question is going to be offensive line. I mean, they lost four senior starters, and they brought in some guys. I don't know, and we'll have to see. You know, first of all, we'll see how they mesh with the coaching and whatnot. But if the offensive line turns out to be pretty decent, I think Beaver fans will be pretty excited about this next season.
Nick Daschle with us covering Oregon State. Malik Murphy, how good can he be? It feels like Ryan Gunderson got a QB finally.
Yeah, I mean he was the guy they chased last year, and they came up short on him. And I've heard all sorts of numbers in terms of what it took to get him. I feel like it was somewhere in the $800 million range, but that's speculation. But I've heard some wild numbers too. So, but it took some stepping up. It took some donors to step up to get a player of his magnitude. I mean, he led Duke to a 9-3 season. Duke doesn't do that very often. He threw for a lot of yards. He's got an arm, and he's got, you know, they're going to be a lot more experienced at receiver this next year. I'm not sure they still have a guy that can, you know, tear the top off of defense, but we'll see. There's still time to either go find a guy, or maybe that guy is on the roster and he just needs to get a little more seasoning. But yeah, I mean, he's not going to run a lot, but he's mobile enough to you know, give them a little bit of a threat there.
Or find a guy who's got some community college eligibility. Yours truly, like, I'm getting some years back right now. If this all goes right, maybe I can take the top off of defense. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine that because I know your history with your knees. I'm pretty sure your foot isn't anywhere near what it used to be. But
we'll nice see. Try. We'll see in spring ball. We'll see in spring ball. Daschle,
can you make it through a whole practice?
Yeah, I get through a practice. I'd take load maintenance days and then just say I can only play on the games and I'm good for like a series. So get me in there.
Yeah. You know? He kind of looked more like an H-back than a
receiver. Oh, I love it. All right, Daschle, you're the best, man. Hey, what were you doing in the woods today? Were you out in the woods or what was going on today?
I went for a walk. I walk pretty much every day, but sometimes I like to mix it up. I went up Salmon Creek, has this 3-mile trail out in the wilderness.
Do you run into like the New Year's resolution people out on the trail that are like they're out walking because this is their resolution?
I don't really know what they're, you know. I just
you don't talk to them.
When you get older, that's what you do. Is you go, you walk. You know, you're probably still the runner. Probably
I'm still moving around. I like to move quickly. All right, Dashiell, you're the best. Thank you, man.
All right,
good stuff. He covers Oregon State. I got eligibility left. Steven, you got any eligibility? Because if they're going to allow community college years, I'm getting 2 years back. You know, I should go play somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should play baseball or something. I don't know.
2 years. I'm with you. I think we should come as a package deal. I mean, I can be, you know, fullback or something, blocking for you.
Who knew that your community college years didn't count? Because it felt to me, I'm a community college kid, right? There's no shame in that. In fact, I was recently traveling to the Rose Bowl. I was at my hotel, and the valet was standing out in front of the hotel. And I started talking to the kid, and he said sheepishly, I said, what time do you get here in the morning? He says, I get here at 6. I only work on Saturdays because I go to school. And I said, where do you go to school? And he says, oh, I just go to community college. I said, don't ever say that. Don't ever say you just go to community college. I said, I'm a community college kid. You know, there are great success stories in America of community college kids. Don't be afraid, like, just because some snobby neighbor of yours went to some, you know, private school, some private university. You don't need to, you know, stand down to that person. I said, you keep grinding. You keep working. You got grit. And he said, I needed to hear that. And I gave him a fist bump. And I also gave him a fiver. How about that? Tipper over here. All right, leave it here. You got the PFT.